anything.
That you are spiritually dead.
And what you need is a miracle of God
that
he freely gives through our Lord Jesus Christ to all who do believe. And the miracle is a new life. It's not a new car.
It's not new money. It's holiness with God. It's not in dreams and visions. It's in the forgiveness of sin.
Yes.
How many have believed what that man said? That is the truth of God. And I want I'm going to be very brief this morning. And it's only one scripture verse that I'm going to read because of our time. And I know you need to go and to get into your medication. But let me summarize in Ezekiel chapter number 34 and verse number 1 through 8. And the summary this morning is that God is against the false prophets. He hates and despises them in his wrath. And he will pour out his judgment. And then we'll pick it up here in verse number 9. It's some good news here that's in the gospel. And the Lord God said, therefore, O shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God,
the
one and only true God, the creator of heaven and earth, and our judge. Behold, I am against his shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand. Let's just pause here for just a moment. The false prophets who deceive your souls are in serious trouble with God. He's coming back for them, and he's going to kill them in his wrath. He is furious and absolutely angry that you have been deceived by these people that point you unto themselves instead of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is furious in his wrath that they promise you miracles instead of the word of God that this man has just now preached. He's angry. And the false prophet shall suffer his punishment for deceiving the people of God. And for taking the sheep into their own mouths. They use you. And they mistreat you, sir, because they're only after the service of themselves. That's why they tell you over and over that if you do what they shall, what they tell you to do, it will be well with you in this earthly realm. Listen to me. All of their false prophecies, Ma, are about money and about clothing and about business and about health. And here we are, just about every one of us is sick. They have lied, promised you money time after time.
Ah,
and just about every one of us is poor in poverty. They have lied, have they not? They have lied unto you in the very face of God and in your own face. Have their prophecies, have they come true, sir? Oh, my dear friends, they have told you that if you do something, then the Almighty God Himself, He owes you something. They have pranced and they have walked about with their own power of decreeing and declaring. But what have they decreed that has come to pass? They have lied against God Almighty Himself.
Here's
point number two.
Well, show why.
And I will cause them to cease feeding the sheep, and the shepherds shall feed themselves no more. Now, it is a day coming when God Almighty is going to pour out His wrath. But what He's talking about right now, my sister, is through the preaching of the gospel, there's going to be a deliverance of the soul of the sheep, of the elect people of God.
Yes, sir.
He speaks to you with almighty power, just like that man has said. He catches you and I when we are dead, when we are dead and depraved and spiritually wicked and deceived, and He causes the truth to come into our hearts until we see who God is for real. This is the work of God Almighty Himself. He causes me and you to understand the gospel because He has power. He causes us to see that the forgiveness of sins is in Christ. It's not in myself.
And now when it's a fire,
it's not in some work that I have done for God. It's the work of God Almighty Himself and the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world.
Right.
That blood that God has shed is the reason for our forgiveness. He He causes us to see that the promises are spiritual and they have nothing to do with this kingdom of this world.
Yes,
he causes us to see life and to understand the blessing of the true gospel.
And that shall say to our mama, to our calf, we very in no hold to do.
He causes us to see the very righteousness of God through our Lord Jesus Christ and how we are reconciled.
And that shall you say to our proper one to come yes to Christ, man, yes, in human young.
Let me ask you a question.
So, my pinawumpi.
Are you forgiven
of
all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ? Do you have access unto God right now by faith in Him alone? Are you a partaker, sir, of a new heart and a holy life, just like that man talked about? Has he given you love for God and your fellow man, which you never had?
And now do Shema when on to where on go when Shema Luna Hana.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the understanding that comes with the blessed gospel.
Come, come,
that's how our brother Simeon in the book of Luke 2 can take a look at that baby in the arms of his mother Mary, that baby Jesus, and he can say, I'm ready to die. I've seen your salvation. That's how that thief that's on the cross, that armed robber that's on the cross with our Lord Jesus Christ, can look beside him and see him dying and say, Lord, oh, remember me when you enter into your kingdom, because you're victorious and you're spotless and you're holy, and because of you, I'll be accepted. It's by divine revelation. God Almighty opens the eyes still of the blind. He causes men to see, us to see with spiritual understanding and enlightenment. And so we're not just playing religion. We're not just playing religion. We're not just going forward at the church and bah, 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 and then going back into our old self, and the next day you come back to the church and bah, 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 and the pastor prays some bah, bah, bah. No, we know God for ourselves.
That's right.
And we are accepted in the beloved Son.
Point number
three. Here's what I really want to say to you. This is what God Almighty says. For I will deliver my flock from their mouths, that they may no longer be food for them. It's this last word from God that I have this morning is this. The eternal Almighty God says, I will deliver. It is not the preacher. It's because he chose you himself. Yes, Paul can plant and Apollos can water. But it is God that actually gives the increase. It is God Almighty who saved you by himself. He didn't need any man's help upon the cross. Not Mary or anybody else. He went to Calvary alone. And he comes now all by himself. He may use the mouth of the preacher. But it's him. It's him 100% and alone. It is God that is your Savior. So look to him and nobody else.
As the Bible says, looking unto Jesus. He is the starter and the finisher of our faith. Our Lord Jesus Christ alone is the Savior of poor sinners. He did it by himself and he gives it all by himself. Nobody else gets any credit or any glory. Not the preacher and not the people. It is God Almighty himself. Look to him alone. Come to him by faith in Jesus Christ. And you will live forever. You will not die. It's just this body of sin. But your soul shall live with God Almighty himself.
Amen.
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 I'm not going to talk again in the next week.